Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Another poem, another prostate cancer study. We love them
prostates.
That's absolutely. Right. Thank goodness. Think of what would happen. It's part of the Obama Full Employment Act. We're going to study prostate cancer, and we're going to issue reports, and then we're going to have people write about those reports and criticize those reports. And
yeah, there's an upcoming NIH task force on therapy, on treatments, because, you know, that's an area that's not what we're talking about today, but boy, there's a lot. It's the Wild West out there. You got people doing brachytherapy and external beam radiation and cryotherapy and abusing the prostate gland in every possible way, and we don't have a lot of randomized trials comparing those.
Right. It is fascinating, particularly given the prevalence of this disease. Thanks to our old friend, the PSA, you've got lots of opportunities to look at this. But we're missing that boat. Prostate cancer, very common cancer, second most common cancer in men worldwide. The rates of prostate cancer differ 50-fold among various groups of men, as listeners will know from listening to us, that African-American men with the highest rates. Anyways, the incidence of prostate cancer rose dramatically in the early 1990s. Again, listeners will find that is no surprise. That's when the PSA test was first marketed. The loads of risk factors, in addition to family history, age, and obviously gender, have been found. The question has been raised repeatedly, are there vitamins that might reduce the incidence of prostate cancer? To me, at least, those sorts of questions imply that somehow men at risk for prostate cancer must somehow have become deficient in those vitamins. Nonetheless, the article, Mark, that you've chosen this week comes from JAMA. It specifically asks the question, does vitamin E supplementation reduce the risk of prostate cancer in otherwise healthy men? Mark, what did the JAMA study find?
Yeah, this was a big randomized trial, and vitamin E is one of the supplements thought to improve prostate health, or what they say in the ad, support prostate health, and selenium is another one. And so a lot of these men's vitamin supplements have selenium and vitamin E in fairly high doses still. And so they took 35,000 healthy men. They all had a normal PSA and a normal rectal, so no evidence of cancer at the beginning of the study. And they randomized them to 200 micrograms of selenium or 400 international units a day of vitamin E, which is a typical supplement kind of dose, or both, or placebos. And they had matching placebos, and so basically everybody took two pills, and two of them took, you know, one quarter took selenium and vitamin E, a quarter took each, and then a quarter had both placebos. So they got regular PSA and DRE kind of testing. They had biopsies if there were any abnormalities. And they followed these folks for several years, and then they also had an unmasked follow-up period after that. And they had complete follow-up for about 90% of the participants. There were about 8,700 in each group. And when they did the intention-to-treat analysis, they actually found more prostate cancer in the vitamin E-only group. For example, there were 416 cancers in the placebo group. There were 473 in the vitamin E group. And in the selenium only or the selenium plus vitamin E groups, there were about 430. So significant increase. The number needed to harm was about 99 with for vitamin E. So for every 99 that took vitamin E for a few years, you had one more prostate cancer. And interestingly, they're not quite sure why they thought maybe the selenium dampened the harmful effect of the vitamin E, because when you took selenium with vitamin E, you didn't have a problem. And so the bottom line is that this supplement increased the risk of prostate cancer in otherwise healthy men, and it didn't reduce the risk of any other cancers, didn't change cardiovascular disease, didn't improve all-cause mortality, or really do anything positive.
Wow, not good news for the vitamin E manufacturing industry.
And, you know, it's surprising to me. I know vitamin E was very popular 10 or 20 years ago, but there have been several big studies. There was a large meta-analysis in Annals gosh, it must be 4 or 5 years ago now, that said, you know, there's increased all-cause mortality when you start taking 400 or more international units. And yet 50% of individuals 60 years or older are taking supplements with vitamin E. One in four of them are taking at least 400 international units a day. So there's still a lot. And remember, the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, is only 22. So they're taking 20 times the recommended daily allowance, really a mega dose of vitamin E. And, you know, that has apparently some harmful effects.
Very interesting. Perhaps the bigger question is, you know, how we deal with dissemination of information, and it's mm-hmm. suggesting that we haven't done very well on this. We'll take vitamin E off the medicine cabinet shelf.
Yeah, we just got to get the word out to our patients, and you know, ask our patients when they come in for their physical, are they taking supplements? And we got to educate ourselves about which supplements have these high doses of vitamin E. Maybe recommend some that do not, and you know, that's something for us to do a little homework on and be able to recommend supplements that don't have high doses of vitamin E for our patients.
We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds great.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.